Welcome back to Kingdom in the Chaos. I'm so glad you're here today. This space is for the overwhelmed, the anxious, the tired of carrying it all types. And if that's you, take a deep breath. You're in the right place. Today's topic, it hits close to home for so many of us, me included. Anxiety. But not the textbook definition, the real, quiet, sometimes invisible kind. The kind that shows up in the pit of your stomach when the bills pile up. The kind that won't let you sleep because your mind won't stop spinning. The kind that convinces you that you're not doing enough or that something terrible is just around the corner. If you have ever felt like you were drowning in what-ifs, this episode is for you. And before we go any further, let me say this clearly. Anxiety does not disqualify you from God's presence. It doesn't mean your faith is broken or that it's too small. It means you are human. And God is still good. He is still God. And He is right in the middle of it all. Philippians 4, 6 through 7 gives us a practical, powerful way forward. So let's breathe and say this prayer. Lord, you see the anxious thoughts I try to silence, the tension I carry in my body, the stress I hide behind smiles and schedules. Today, I bring it all to you. No filter, no pretending. Lord, I am overwhelmed and I need your peace. Thank you for inviting me to come to you just as I am. Help me release every worry, every fear, and every unknown into your capable hands. Teach me to pray with honesty. And to remember your goodness, even when my heart is racing. Let your peace guard me today, steadying my heart, quieting my mind, and reminding me that I am not alone. In Jesus' name. Amen. Today's verse, Philippians 4, 6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. I went ahead and went to 7, verse 7. Anxiety is sneaky. It doesn't always announce itself with loud alarms. It often slips in quietly, writing on the back of a to-do list. A sudden change, a small worry that snowballs. One minute you're fine, and the next minute your chest feels tight. Your mind is racing, and you are stuck in a cycle of what-ifs and I can'ts. It's easy in those moments to feel powerless or ashamed. You might even wonder, if I really trusted God, would I still feel like this? But anxiety is not a sign of weak faith. It is a sign that you are human. And thankfully, God has already made a way for us to walk through it. Philippians 4, 6 through 7 gives us something beautifully practical. Bring it all to God. Not just the neat prayers, but the messy ones too. The honest ones. The tear-soaked, panicked, Lord, I don't know what to do kind of prayers. And do it with thankfulness. Not because everything is fine, but because God is still good. Gratitude, even for the smallest blessings, begins to shift our focus from fear to faith. It reminds us that even in the middle of anxiety, God is present and working. And here's the promise. When you hand over your worries in prayer and anchor your heart in gratitude, God's peace will guard you. Not a temporary calm or surface-level comfort, but a deep, unshakable peace that surpasses all understanding. It protects your heart and steadies your mind like a gentle shield in the chaos. You don't have to carry the weight of worry alone. God invites you to let it go again and again and rest in the safety of His presence. Jesus, anxiety feels so heavy sometimes, and I don't know how to let it go. Help me to bring all my worries to You through prayer, trusting that You hear me. Teach me to be thankful, even when it's hard, so that Your peace can guard my heart. Thank You for being my refuge when fear tries to take over. In Jesus' name, amen. What I want to leave you with today is, what worries are weighing you down right now? I want you to write them down and write a prayer offering those worries to God, asking Him to give you His peace. Friend, if anxiety has been whispering lies to you, let this truth be louder. You are safe in God's hands. You don't have to pretend you're okay to come to Him. You don't have to fix your anxiety before you're allowed to feel peace. God's peace is the answer to your anxiety, and He offers it freely, again and again. So the next time anxiety sneaks in, don't fight it alone. Stop. Breathe. Pray. And thank Him for even the smallest good thing. Gratitude is your anchor. Prayer is your lifeline. And peace, deep heart-guiding peace, is the gift waiting on the other side. If today's episode encouraged you, share with someone who might be feeling the same way. You are not alone. You are covered. And peace is closer than you think. This is Kingdom in the Chaos, and I'll see you tomorrow.